Oh, sorry to hear about your friend. That's too bad. Make the most out of that service for his family, though. That sounds like you're on the right track.
No, it's it is always sad, but a 95-year-old guy, independent right up until the end. You know, he didn't have a really good year. He'd been hospitalized 3 times already this year, and he went to the hospital in an ambulance on Wednesday, and he passed away on Monday. So, you know, it's a loss. You miss him, but you really don't mourn a 95-year-old that was driving himself around right up until 4 days before he passed away. So it's you got to keep it in perspective, and it really is a celebration. The problem is his 87-year-old stroke victim wife is absolutely lost and will be lost, and the fact that she has to immediately go into the assisted living as soon as his kids get done with the ceremonies until they make arrangements for her to move in with one of them, which is already in the works. They're on a waiting list, but until that opens up, and one's in Pennsylvania and the other's in Minnesota, so it's a drastic, drastic change for her, and she's going to be absolutely lost and miserable for a while, maybe forever.